For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Gigantic news for the Cleveland Browns. Today was a deadline. Will Amari Cooper show up for Browns training camp after holding out during mandatory minicamps? Well, multiple reports now saying, including Adam Schefter, that the Browns wide receiver Amari Cooper is getting a $5 million raise. Well, the team is also guaranteeing him $20 million currently left on his contract, and he is still entering the final year of his deal. Half of the $20 million guaranteed will be in the form of a signing bonus. So the long-awaited nightmare, the questions are answered there, Dustin Fox. Amari Cooper will be a Cleveland Brown this year.
I think this is great news. I don't know that this means he's going to be here long-term, but to me what it means is that, Nick, he is going to be in camp. He's here for this year. It's a vital year for Deshaun Watson, and I'm super, super, super pumped about this.
The Browns were not able to say they had done everything this year to make Deshaun work and to give Deshaun every conceivable advantage to be the best version of himself since 2020. If they didn't get this done, right?
Correct.
If this thing, and listen, if it had been done tomorrow, I don't see much of a difference, but if this team had left for the Greenbrier without Amari showing up and being ready to play, I don't want to say the word disastrous. It would have been very problematic. And so I think when you get to it, and again, my whole assessment of the whole thing has been with Amari, I think this year you need him. I don't know about long term. And so the number one thing I needed for the Cleveland Browns is, if you're going to do anything, just give the guy more money now, right? And then you can make a decision in February. Hey, how does he look in the new offense? Hey, how are he and Deshaun? Does he look like he's lost a step at all? I would be surprised if Amari gets another contract in Cleveland. Just with the way this is set up, I think if the Browns felt comfortable with their financial picture keeping him long-term, I think this wouldn't have just been effectively a one-year deal and more guaranteed money now. But this is a very good thing for the Cleveland Browns. And this is a very good thing for Amari Cooper, because now Amari goes into a contract year with some guarantees this year.
Mm-hmm.
And he still is going to have a huge bite of the apple next year, even if it doesn't come from the Cleveland Browns. And from the Browns side, all right, now everything's lined up. Get to the Greenbrier, start doing that work, and let's see if you can make this work with Deshaun this year.
Well, and that's what's so exciting about it, Nick, is that we know for a fact he's now going to be here, and it allows him and Deshaun, more so I think Deshaun, to get on the same page, you know, not having to come to camp late. You've got a new offense, new terminology, all the things that you have to take time to install and all these things. And so there'll be no setbacks with the offense, and that's the most important thing about this. And Amari should be happy about this. And yeah. He wouldn't have signed it otherwise.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's enough money. Again, $25, $26 million was, I think, where Amari felt he wanted to be on a contract anyways after all the contract extensions for wide receivers this year. The new normal for wide receivers, the new bar, is somewhere between $25 and $30 million. So you get him to $25 million. You pay him, and listen, you can say, well, you're paying him for his past production. We'll see what he does at 30. It's not a guarantee. The cliff for wide receivers is probably closer to like 32, probably closer to 33. But this at least just, all right, this is a detente. This is a pact that gets you past whatever uncomfortableness there was, and everybody's happy enough that you can go ahead and just put everything. Because I'll be honest with you, if like the Packers with Jordan Love, and there's an expectation a contract will get done, but that's not a guarantee. Jordan Love saying he's not showing up until he gets a contract in Green Bay. That's a nightmare scenario. This is what the offseason's for. The offseason is to air your grievances on your contract or set yourself up for that next contract, whatever. And by the time camp comes around, it's just no longer feasible. And the only team that I can think of that has gone here recently into a contractual situation and their season's kind of gone flawlessly was Kansas City with Chris Jones 2 years ago. That is the absolute anomaly. So it's a win for both parties, just avoiding this thing getting messy. Because here's the thing. If Amari didn't show up today, there's two ways Browns fans are going to handle this. They're going to be pissed at the Browns or they're going to be pissed at Amari. Neither of those things are good for either party involved, because once fans have kind of a sore spot for somebody, whether it's the team or otherwise, or certainly a player, it's really tough to kind of come back from that. So I think this avoids potential hard feelings for the now, right now, which is crucial again.
And not only the negative feelings towards the player, but there will be no conversations of, hey, they're not on the same page because, oh, yeah, that's right, because he held out. You know?
Yeah.
Man, Amari just looks a step slow out there, guys. I don't know, man. You think it's because he held out? So all those distractions and those questions that would be asked, not just to Amari, but like to his teammates, you took away a huge distraction. The Browns are very smart for doing this.
Yeah, I don't, and I was just about to say this, and I kind of ADD'd out. I don't ever want the biggest question I have going into camp, what's that contract going to do? What are we doing with that contract? I can't answer the Deshaun question about the Cleveland Browns until you start seeing him in games. I can start to feel more comfortable if he's out there winging dimes out there on the regular in camp. If we're seeing in whether he plays in the preseason or not, if we're seeing him be healthy, get a bunch of reps, I can start to feel a little more comfortable. But until the games start, we're all waiting to see mode on Deshaun again. Even when it comes to like little stuff, like the biggest non-Amari or Deshaun question probably is going to start on that offensive line. What do you do with those tackles? All right, guys, that's not a question I can answer until training camp gets underway and you really have enough time to see where everybody is. The Amari thing, that's an easy, are you going to get him in camp or not? Are you going to give him the financial incentive or not? And Amari, are you going to show up? So now we can actually have like the questions the conversations you're supposed to have, because at least for right now, those conversations are put to bed with Amari.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't know that any of us really expected this to happen today. Mm-hmm. I didn't.
Yeah,
I thought maybe he'd sign a long-term deal.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
But that didn't seem like something the Browns were interested in now. Mm-hmm. So this is sort of a temporary solution. And, you know, the thing I would say is maybe they can work on something throughout the season. And maybe it depends on production. Maybe it depends on the chemistry between Deshaun and Amari Cooper as they progress here in the first maybe month or two of the season.
Is it crazy to think that Amari's future probably has more to do with Jerry Jeudy, Elijah Moore, Cedric Tillman, David Bell, Michael Woods II, and all the kid you got from Louisville, Thrash? Is it crazy to think that that's more in control of his future than almost anything Amari does?
I don't know that that's 100% the case.
Because I expect Amari to be Amari, right? Like I think it's going to be interesting to see whether the offense is more of a we're going to spread the ball around offense, which you kind of saw with Joe Flacco. But mm-hmm. Now that Deshaun's going to be a little bit more control, I think Deshaun in Houston liked to spread the ball around instead of just. Well, when he had DeAndre Hopkins, he did throw a butt ton of passes to DeAndre. But like, without a DeAndre, it was like, hey, Kiki Cootie, you get some of this, and this guy gets this, and the tight end gets this amount. I think if Jerry Jeudy looks every bit as good as Amari Cooper, I would imagine that that's actually not a good thing for Amari Cooper coming back next year. But if Jerry Jeudy looks like Jerry Jeudy the last 4 years.
That part I would agree with. I think if those guys, especially Jeudy, mm-hmm. looks like he can step into that role and be a go-to guy for this offense, yeah, that would certainly make Amari more expendable. But at this point, I don't know that you can even have that conversation or go down that road. I think Judy would have to be exceptional.
Well, I think Judy starts a conversation, but I think you would need reasonable proof that Cedric Tillman can replace Amari. And if not, I mean, because Cedric is probably, I don't want to say the closest player to Amari. They weren't drafted in the same area. Amari was a top 10 pick. Cedric was a third round pick. But when you talk about the profile of the wide receiver, I think Cedric probably fits the profile that is Amari, if not a little bit bigger, as good as anybody on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like, I think I agree with you. I think Jerry being a 1,200-yard receiver, let's just throw that number out there, giving you an Amari Cooper season makes it easier to not pay him. But you still need, whether it's Elijah, Cedric Tillman, you still need production from your other receivers before you can even think about not or Amari just has to crater this year, which he's so consistent and he's so consistently good. Cratering, I could see his numbers and his targets taking a step back, which would naturally impact his numbers, but I can't see him cratering. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and thankfully Amari seems like a really good dude, because there are other guys in this situation that probably wouldn't even help the younger guys come along. Like, mm-hmm. Amari's got to be a leader in that room. And all those guys you mentioned are super, super young and inexperienced in this league. And having a guy like Amari around's huge. And you just said, like, those guys are here to replace him.
Mm-hmm.
And for him to be able to, and I'm not saying he's going to go like out of his way to help all the young guys, but you know that guy will answer any questions those young guys have, and his future's on the line.
And I think that's kind of why the Browns were comfortable with trading for Judy, is that Florida background. Jerry Judy grew up kind of idolizing Amari. They're both Bama wide receivers. One of the first things we heard after Jerry Judy got traded here was there were some good vibes between the two of them, that they had already kind of linked up. I think this at least gives the Browns, by not putting more money in the future on the line, it allows you to make a definitive decision on Amari. But I'll be honest with you again. I think Amari has 1,200 yards this year. Someone's going to pay him. But so theoretically, you'll still be interested in paying him if he has the 1,200-yard season. But at the same point, if Jerry Judy's also got 1,200 yards and maybe Elijah becomes an 800-yard receiver and Cedric Tillman steps up, and Njoku can, here's the other thing, if you're still getting elite production out of your tight end, I think because what that means is if everybody's producing at a better level, that means that Deshaun is back. Because that's probably the thing we haven't talked enough about. Amari, you need Amari for this year as almost a security blanket for Deshaun's health.
Yep.
And if Deshaun can stay healthy, there's another reason why, well, we expect really good quarterbacks to elevate the players around them, and maybe that puts you a little less reliant on Amari himself. Amari Cooper signing a contract restructuring of his one-year deal. The Browns are guaranteeing $20 million that he was already owed this year, half of it in a signing bonus, and they're adding an additional $5 million guaranteed on this contract, making this a one-year $25 million deal. And in terms of what this means, I'm just curious where you guys think of this contract restructuring. And I'll be honest with you, I do think it's crisis averted. Like, I think being able to get him under contract and into camp is a huge win for both parties. It makes both parties also look really good that they had some sort of desperation factor to not let this go. But does this add to, we're going to do a vibe check at some point. Does this add to your excitement about where the Browns are, Amari's new contract, restructuring?
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.